Oh, yeah. close down their shop. They didn't want to. It was all they had got. Selling atonal apples, amplified heat, and pressed rats' collection of dog legs and feet. Sadly they left, telling no one goodbye. Pressed rat wore red jodhpurs, the warthog in striped tie. Between them, they carried a three-legged sack, went straight round a corner, and never came back. Pressed rat and warthog closed down their shop. The bad Captain Madman had told them to stop selling atonal apples, amplified heat, and pressed rat's collection of dog legs and feet. Bad Captain Madman had ordered their fate. He laughed and stumped off the nautical gate. The gate turned into a derogatory, and his peg leg got woodwork, broke into three. Pressed rat and warthog have closed down their shop. They didn't want to, which was all they had got. Selling atonal apples, amplified heat, and pressed rat's collection of dog legs and feet.
Complain, we all pay their money. all the lazy bum people are a terrible sight to see. And the lazy bum people will get the better of you and me. Lazy and fat they are, they are. Their children died so thin to leave more for them to save us some money. The lazy fat people will try to sit on you and me. If we don't watch out, they'll get the better of you and me.
How to tell the young from the lazy fat is easy to do. Lazy fat are pink and the beautiful young are blue.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the Historical Society. You know, in discussing history, some people say, well, it's over and done with, so let's forget about it. But we should remember. We should remember Nathan Hale, Patrick Henry, Tennessee Ernie, Rambo Jones. Oh, my subject for this evening is great moments in American history. I'd like to start with the Boston Tea Party. I just like to start with a party. So you know what they were doing is they were protesting against taxes.
Remember the Alamo!
Sit down, Tex. I said taxes. Now, it is true that George Washington was the father of our country. He admitted it. He said, I cannot tell a lie. I did it with my little hatchet. Oh, no, I guess that was another story. Anyway, George had this friend that just loved horseback riding. His name was Paul Revere. And one time he went out riding across the countryside in the middle of the night and yelling and waking everybody up. He might have been to one of them tea parties. Anyway, this girl named Betsy Ross, well, she was up late doing some sewing. So she flagged him down. She said, Paul Revere, you better cut out all that yelling. Don't you know the British are coming? It was Nathan Hale who said, I regret that I only have one life to give for my country. Them son of a gun said, oh, that's all right. We'll just take the one you got. And old Patrick Henry jumped up and said, I know not what course others may take, but as for me, that all-girl course looks pretty good. And it was at Bunker Hill that somebody said, don't shoot till you see the whites of their eyes. Well, the trouble with that was them redcoats had been on a wild party the night before. You couldn't tell their redcoats from their red eyes. And who can ever forget when Admiral Dewey said to his captain, you may fire Gridley when ready. So they fired Gridley. As you probably know, Ben Franklin was one of the luckiest guys in all history. But you know, one cold winter day, the gas company turned off his utilities. And he asked them to turn them back on, and they told him to go fly a kite. He did and invented electricity. Won an all-electric home. Of course, the gas company didn't get much of a charge out of that. Now, in closing, I'd like to give you Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. It's 117 and a half East 6th Street. I don't know the zip code.
Until your love is all closed shut in one big union or two. 7 days a week I want the right to call you mine for day and night. The hours may be long, but 50 million union members can't be wrong. When we have joined up, perhaps there'll be a new recruit or two or three. For that's what teamwork can do in one big year.
tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you. Sing me of wars and sing me of breadlines. Tell me of front page news. Sing me of strikes and last minute headlines. Dress your observation in syncopation. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must get hot with what is what, or I won't love you. I want a song that's satirical, putting the mirror into miracle. It must be packed with social fact, or I won't love you. Sing me of kings and conferences martial. Tell me of mills and mines. Sing me of courts that aren't impartial. What's to be done with them? Tell me in rhythm. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must be tense with common sense, or I won't love you.
Dull in Hull and the island man is seething with discontent. They're nervous in Northumberland, and Devon is down the drain. They're filled with wrath on the first of all, and Sullivan on souls they blame. In Dublin they're depressed lads, maybe because they're Celts. For Drake is going west lads, and so is everyone else. Hooray, 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 Easter is on the way. They're a bad time just around the corner. There are dark clouds hurtling through the sky, and it's no good whining about the silver lining, for we know from experience that they won't roll by. With a scowl and a frown, we'll keep our peckers down and prepare for depression and doom and dread. We're going to unpack our troubles from our old kit bag and wait until we drop down dead. There are bad times just around the corner. The horizon's gloomy as can be. There are blackbirds over the greyish cliffs of Dover, and the rats are preparing to leave the BBC. We're an unhappy breed, and very bored indeed, when reminded of something that Nelson said. And while the press and the politicians nag, 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 we'll wait until we drop down dead. From Colwyn Bay to Kettering, they're sobbing themselves to sleep. The shrieks and wails in the Yorkshire dales have even depressed the sheep. In rather vulgar lettering, a very disgruntled group have posted bills on the Cotswold Hills to prove that we're in the soup. While begging Kipling's pardon, there's one thing we know for sure. If England is a garden, we ought to have more manure. Hooray, hooray, hooray! Suffering wailing and dismay. Then a bad time comes around the corner, and the outlook absolutely vile. There are home fires smoking from Windermere to Woking, and we're not going to tighten our belts and smile, smile, smile at the sound of the shot. We just as soon as not take a hot water bottle and go to bed. We're going to untense our muscles till they sag, 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 and wait until we drop down dead. There are bad times just around the corner. We can all look forward to despair. It's as clear as crystal from Bridlington to Bristol that we can't save democracy and we don't much care. If the reds and the pinks believe that England stinks and that world revolution is bound to spread, we'd better all learn the lyrics of the old red flag and wait until we drop down dead. I like the story, let them hold on it, wait till we drop down.
All right, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to an edition of The Bit Slap with me, KBC. We have a grab bag edition for you today, the 52nd such from the beginning, which was April of 2009 I started doing this. Wow, seems like only 8 or 9 years ago. Anyway, tonight we have, I think, a pretty good group of stuff. Let's start with the playlist here. We had Mighty Mouse, which was the Black Lodge Singers. They're from the state of Washington. They're of the Blackfoot Nation. That was Kenny Scabby Roby and his 12 sons. And they've been around for a while. They have like 20 albums out, a couple of kids' things, et cetera, et cetera. Good stuff, good stuff. We heard from Madame Saint-Ange from Canada. Francine LaPlante was her name, and I believe this was some kind of a joke. That was her version of Help. Spirit in the Sky was Doctor and the Medics from 1986. That was their biggest hit. And they actually had 4 albums to try again, and it didn't work, so we forgot about them, except that I didn't. After that, Canned Ham was Norman Greenbaum. Norman wrote Spirit in the Sky, of course. He was accused of being a one-hit wonder. He actually had 4 albums of his own, and then a couple of things with that he put out under the name of the Dr. West's Medicine Show, and they gave us the Eggplant That Ate Chicago, and I'm sure other stuff. I'm sure nobody cares. After that, Pressed Rot and Warthog from, of course, Cream off of Wheels of Fire. That's one of 4 songs that Ginger Baker wrote, along with a guy named Mike Taylor. Couldn't find out much about him. Apparently, he was kind of a minor rock and roller. Died at the age of 30, drowned in the Thames. Anyway, that included also Felix Pappalardi on that. And in addition to this song, Ginger also wrote Passing the Time, Those Were the Days, and, of course, Toad, the drum solo from Wheels on Fire. Okay. We heard from the Barren Knights. That was Lazy Fat People, a Pete Townsend composition that was a cutout from the album The Who Sell Out. We heard from Ben Colder, actual name, of course, Sheb Willie. That was Ben Colder's history book. 2 from Cab Calloway, occupying different sides of the same record. We heard Doing the Reactionary, and then One Big Union for Two. And that's a song that we associate with our next artist, who was Rosemarie Jeune. Had a pretty good studio career. She only died this past November, and that was Sing Me a Song of Social Significance. Please, okay? And then Noel Coward, There Are Bad Times Just Around the Corner. Of course, the bad times are here, so it's more important than ever that you do 2 things. 1, keep your mind open for the WFMU Marathon coming up, and 2, stay tuned to the Bit Slap, because I'm here to help you.
Mama meow, 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 mama man eating the bird.
Yesterday morning, so I thought maybe I better head round the old local supermarket just to check out the baked bean situation. So I headed out round the local supermarket, went through the front doors, and there, over to my right, standing by the baked bean stand, was a really cool looking little chick. So I thought I might just have to very casually and calmly wander over her direction and say something classic to her like,
"Hi there."
So I just very casually and inconspicuously wandered over her direction. I sidled up to her and I said, "Hi there, my name's Craig and I sing up front for Mother Goose." And she said, "I've never heard of you." So I thought it was about time I just have to use my old line on her. So I got on my tiptoes and whispered into her ear, "How about we head back round to your pad for some baked beans on toast? Never fails, you know. Mind you, I've always been a bit of a good looker with all the girls and everything." Anyway, by this time, she just couldn't resist me anymore. So she says, "Okay, big boy." She took me out of the supermarket, down the main street, round the corner, and back to her pad. Through the front door, down the hallway, into the kitchen, to a great big plate of them good old rich red and saucy baked beans. Yes! Running down my cheeks, down my shirt, across my feet. Baked beans in my hair. Baked beans everywhere. Yes! Then we got married, and it was really beautiful. And the next morning she brought me in baked beans in bed.
Big beans are big beans. Big beans.
Yip, yip, yippee-i-yo. Yip, yip, yippee-i-yo. Yip, yip, yippee-i-yo. Yip, yip, yippee-i-yo. Yip, 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 yip. Yippee-i-yo, kayak.
About this great big mystery. The mystery I'm talking about is this.
Who put the turtle in Myrtle's girdle? She'll kill him if she ever gets a chance. Cause if she ever catches him, I know she'll make a mess of him. She'll wind up putting pants in his pants.
The doggone dog that done it wasn't looking for romance, but maybe all he wanted was to see old Myrtle dance. But if that's what he wanted, he sure did make her go. She crossed in miles of cornfield, 14 through the snow.
Who put the turtle in Myrtle's girdle? She'll kill him if she ever gets a chance. Well, if she ever catches him, I know she'll make a mess of him. She'll wind up putting pants in his pants.
If we laid poor old Myrtle across the Rio Grande with her feet way down in Mexico, hitting Texas sand, we'd mark a spot with a great big X right where we shouldn't order. That doggone thing had bit her right south of the border.
Who put the turtle in Myrtle's girdle? She'll kill him if she ever gets a chance. Cause if she ever catches him, I know she'll make a mess of him. She'll wind up putting pants in his pants.
It was me to put that turtle in poor old Myrtle's girdle.
Well, you better keep on running while you can.
Cause if she ever catches him, I know she'll make a mess of him. And he don't want no ants in his pants.
Oh, let me in, honey. This is the Big Bopper knocking.
Hello, Little Red Riding Hood. I heard about you and it's all been good. I wanna meet you, so I'm standing at your door. I've been a knocking till my knuckles are sore. Baby, let me in. I wanna be your friend. Bang, bang, biddity bang, baby, let me in. I've been a talking to the three little pigs. When I saw you, man, I flipped their wings. Said you're the swingin'est, and that's no lie. I dig you, baby, for you. I got eyes. Baby, let me in. I wanna be your friend. Bing, bang, biddly bang. Baby, let me in. I'm the big bad wolf that you heard about. Something about you just knocks me out. Let me in, baby, while your grandma ain't around. Or I'll huff, puff, and blow your house down. Come on, a little red riding hood. I know you're rock and roll and popping so good. Let me in, baby, and we'll shake the shack. I'm gonna have a ball until your grandma gets back. Baby, let me in. I wanna be your friend. Bing, bang, biddly bang, baby, let me in.
Now let me in now, honey. I just wanna talk to ya. You know you're getting lonesome in there by yourself. So put your key in the door and go tickle-lock, tickle-lock, and let me in now, honey.
I'm the bigger, better wolf that you heard about. Something about you just knocks me out. Let me in, baby, while your grandma ain't around, or I'll huff a puff and blow your house down. Come on, a little bit of riding hood. I know you're rock and roll and bopping so good. Unlock the door and shake the sack. I'm gonna have a ball until your grandma gets back. Baby, let me in. I wanna be your friend. A ping, bang, biddly bang. Baby, let me in.
Saturday night and I'm sitting in a tub.
Got to see my baby, rub-a-dub-dub. Need hot water, I'm running out. Got to see my baby, rub-a-dub-dub. Wait till late to see my baby. Tonight's the night that I'm going to ask her. Got to smell sweet just like a rose. Sitting in my tub, rub-a-dub-dub. Sitting in my tub, scrub a scrub scrub. Saturday night and I'm having a rub. Got to see my baby, rub a dub dub. Need more soap, I'm running out. Got to see my baby, scrub a scrub scrub. I wonder what will be the answer. This is the first time I'm going to ask her. Sitting here, I won't know the answer. Sitting in my tub, rub a dub dub. Sitting in my tub, scrub a scrub scrub. Come into my tub, said the spider to the fly. No thank you, replied the fly. Don't really think I need a rub. Sitting in my tub, rub a dub dub. Sitting in my tub, scrub a scrub scrub. Saturday night and I'm sitting in my tub. Got to see my baby, rub a dub dub. Need hot water, I'm running out. Got to see my baby, rub a dub dub. Wait till late to see my baby. Tonight's the night that I'm going to ask her. Got to smell sweet just like a rose. Sitting in my tub, rub a dub dub. Sitting in my tub, scrub a scrub scrub. Sitting in my tub.
Comb your hair. You look like the pictures that they use when they're trying to raise money for care. Why don't you soak them dishpan hands? Why don't you clean your nails? If I'd have known you were falling apart, I'd have never got you out on bail. Why don't you burn that shabby little dress and burn that apron too? The cows will go dry and the hens won't lay if they ever get a look at you. You put some makeup on when we go out on a date. When you gotta use the scales at the cotton gin, you can bet that you're overweight. Why don't you try to smile now and then so the kids will stop leaving home? If you're ever spotted by the government, they'll declare you a disaster zone. But no matter what, you're the best wife I've got, and I love you, I must confess. It's true that you've got a fall here and there, but nobody's perfect, I guess. Nobody's perfect, I guess.
where I go. Oh, oh, I'm just kidding with the pretty little women. I love them so. Oh, oh, I got a wild and a roving eye. And I'm a big old boy from a slice. It's wild and woolly, big unruly me. Wild and woolly, big unruly me. Golly, I crashed a party about a week ago. I said I don't see a dead bird soul here that I know. I gotta let them know that I'm here. So I swung from the chandelier. I said it's wild and woolly, big unruly me. Wild and woolly, big unruly me. Hey, you cast know a girl named Irene. Let me tell you, you're the night I took her out to see a show. We were sitting way down front in the very first row. And I started in to hold her tight. Nobody saw the movie that night. Man, we were getting on with it. It's wild and woolly, big unruly me. Wild and woolly, big unruly me. Once I had laryngitis, so I dropped by the doctor's pad. His wife comes to the door and my throat was real bad. So I said, is the doctor here? She said, no, he ain't. Come in, dear. I know that was going to be better. It's wild and woolly, big unruly me. Wild and woolly, big unruly me. It's wild and woolly, big unruly me.
Out, paws out, let's talk rude. Peepo belly bum draws. Dance in the garden in the nude. Peepo belly bum draws. Let's write rude words all down our street. Stick out our tongues at the people we meet. Let's have an intellectual treat. Peepo belly bum draws. Sunday again on CBC, Peepo belly bum draws. And Norman Mailer is coming to tea.
Peepo belly bum pants.
Allen Ginsberg reads on and on that we're having a happening when he's gone. Come to the party in the John. Peepo belly bum draws. Disney's planning a double bill. Peepo belly bum draws. Christopher Robin meets Fanny Hill. Pooh Bear belly bum draws. On stage and screen we can all work hard. Throwing toilet rolls in our own backyard. Who's afraid of the avant-garde? Peepo belly bum bum. Peepo belly bum draws. What gets the prizes and wins awards?
Peepo belly bum
draws. What did Prince Philip tell the lords? Well, never mind that. At Oxford and Cambridge and Yale and all, and at Berkeley they really have a ball. 'Cause the higher the brow, the harder they fall. For belly, belly, bum, bum, poppy, poppy, bum, bum, peepo, belly, bum, belly, belly, bum, bum. Peepo belly bum draws.
Thank you.
disappointed I'm as sore as I can be. When the missus finds what happened, she'll be more upset than me. There'll be no peace for me at home, it's sure to cause some strife. I've lost the only thing that seemed to charm our married life. I had it when I left the house at 10:30. I had it in me hand, all right. I showed it to a woman at the corner then. It filled her with delight. The wife will want to play with it when I get home, but I can't find it, oh no. It means we'll have to part, it's sure to break her heart when she finds I've gone and lost me little yo, yo. I did all kinds of tricks with it, could trail it on the ground. I could swing it up and swing it down and swing it round and round. I'll have to get another one, no matter what it cost. It may not please the missus like the one I've gone and lost. I had it when I left the house at 10:30. I had it in me hand, all right. I showed it to a woman at the corner then. It filled her with delight. The wife will want to play with it when I get home, but I can't find it, oh no. She'll take the only course and sue for a divorce when she finds I've gone and lost me little yo, yo. I showed it to Matilda, she's the barmaid at the Crown. I taught her how to play with it and swing it up and down. It fairly took her fancy, perhaps she's stolen it from me. I dare not tell the wife in case it causes jealousy. I had it when I left the house at 10:30. I had it in me hand, all right. I showed it to a woman at the corner then. It filled her with delight. The wife will want to play with it when I get home, but I can't find it, oh no. She'll miss it, there's no doubt. She's sure to throw me out when she finds I've gone and lost me little yo, yo.
That I I'll never get ahead, 'cause I'm a big dumb knucklehead. I wouldn't have his job, you see, 'cause I'd have to worry about yerks like me. I'm glad I'm a happy nincompoop, a nincompoop, a jolly nincompoop. Smart people worry when the day is done, and nincompoops have all the fun. Our youngest boy gave us an awful fright. When he was born, he looked too bright. But we don't worry now, because he's a happy boob, just like his daddy was. I'm glad I'm a happy nincompoop, a nincompoop, a jolly nincompoop. Smart geezers work like a son of a gun, while nincompoops have all the fun. It was years ago when I was gathering eggs in the chicken coop that I first felt that strange longing for a female nincompoop. Then 2 months later at the Odd Fellows Hall, I heard a loud giggle, the nincompoop's mating call. She and I was drawn to each other, yeah, two goofy birds of a feather. So we got married and made sweet Scandahoovian music together. And now when long winter evenings come, we just sit and pop our juicy fruit gum. We listen to quiz programs and laugh about how much we don't know. It pays to be ignorant is our favorite radio show. We got no brains and we don't want none, 'cause nincompoops, yeah, jolly nincompoops, have all the fun. I'm glad I'm a happy nincompoop, a nincompoop, a jolly nincompoop. I've learned one lesson, it's a simple one, that nincompoops have all the fun.
I was walking down the street, and it was getting mighty late. Well, the truth of the matter is, this poor girl had been abandoned by her date. When, from out of nowhere, came this music loud and clear. Let me see, from over there?
No, over there.
Over there?
Yeah.
Well, I opened up the door, and much to my surprise, the girls were wearing formals, and the boys were wearing ties. And I feel that I should mention that the band was at attention. They just stood there all so neat while they played their swinging beat. So I grabbed this little boy who came strutting across the room. I said, "What's that?" And he said,
"Sophisticated boom."
It's been long overdue.
Shake your hips.
But I want to be a fireman. Oh, that's just kid stuff. Yeah, that's just kid stuff. When I grow up, I don't want to be a policeman. Oh, they ain't tough enough. No, they ain't tough enough. When I grow up, I don't want to work for the city. My old man says it takes too much out of you. Unions body you. So I don't care to be mayor like LaGuardia.
When I grow up, I got my plan C. It may not be quite just as fancy as some people might wish, but boy, it's just my dish. I'll give you just a hint. I wouldn't like to be an A man, or a B man, or a C man, or a D man, or an E man, or an F man. Get it? Gee, but I'd like to be a G man and go bang, 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 bang. I'd be a brave gang busting he man and go bang, 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 bang. I'd put on disguises of all different sizes, and would I win prizes for telling who spies is? Gee, but I'd like to be a G-man and go bang, 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 stick 'em up, and go bang, 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 come claim your rat, bang, 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 bang. I'd be known in all the best spots of New York, like 21 and 18 and the store. To all the smartest nightclubs I would go, to find out all the things that a G-man ought to know. Lump-da-dump-da-dum. And after I'd gone out and got my man, to Palm Beach I would go and get my tan. Though making merry, I'd be fancy free, 'cause Mrs. Winchell's boy would be watching out for me. Gee, but I'd like to be a G-man and go bang, 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 bang. Just like Dick Tracy, what a he-man, and go bang, 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 bang. I do as I pleased, act high-handed and regal, for when you're a G-man, there's nothing illegal. Gee, but I'd like to be a G-man and go bang, 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 bang. Say you won't talk, huh? Bang, 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 bang. Out of the way, bud. Let me get in that picture. Bang, 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 bang. They got my pal.
Woody. Woody. You've read about it in funny books. You've seen him on the screen. If you don't know who we're talking about, you'll know him when he sings. Woody's such a crazy bird, he has peculiar ways. All the kids are thrilled with joy, they like to hear him say. Three little pigs and a big bad wolf, old Goofy and the crows. There's many others I could name, but you know all of those. I know you've read of all of them, you've seen them on the screen. There's none as crazy as this bird, you know the one I mean. To the picture show to see a western scene, but when old Woody comes along, they like to hear him sing. He always gets the things he wants, even if it's wrong, but everybody likes to hear old Woody sing his song. He's such a naughty little bird, he always gets his way. All the kids from miles around, they like to hear him say.
All right, just for the record, today's background music is Vinnie Smith and The Cool Ride. I know nothing about them except somebody plays a pretty nice guitar, huh? Okay, we started that set with Putty Cat. I know it was Cat Day a couple of days ago, last week, but unfortunately I don't have any more cat songs, except for this one, Putty Cat, which I found this week. That was Wade Curtis and the Rhythm Rockers from 1964. Bakes Beans was Mother Goose. They are one of those mid-70s bands, I guess late 70s, but that was their biggest hit of four albums. Everybody's got four albums today, and that was, again, I'll tell you, that was called Baked Beans, okay? Who Put the Turtle in Myrtle's Girdle was Sid Irwin and the Western Melody Makers. The Big Bopper, of course, after that, he died February 6th, 1959. That was Little Red Riding Hood, died with Richie Valens and Buddy Holly, you know that, of course. The Equals after that, Rub-A-Dub-Dub. Homer and Jethro, Why Don't You Wash Your Feet While You're Rub-A-Dub-Dubbing. It's amazing how these things find each other, you know. Wild and Willie, Big Unruly Me was Sheb Willie, also known as Ben Colder, of course. Yes, we talked about this. Flanders and Swan after that. Peepo Belly Bum Drawers. Sorry about the language on that, but I can do that kind of stuff since I'm a podcaster and I'm not broadcasting it over the air, so I can get away with that kind of language. Let's see. After that, I've Lost My Little Yo-Yo was Billy Cotton and his band from 1932. Another visit from Norman Greenbaum, and that was called Weird. Yes, it was. And he's got a lot of interesting stuff. I'll be bringing you some of that stuff when I get around to doing the One Hit Wonders, which I'm still swearing is coming up soon. We'll see. Let's see. Yogi Jorgensen after that. Nincompoops Have All the Fun. And I'm not going to argue with that. Sophisticated Boom Boom was the Shangri-Las. Yes, the Shangri-Las. And then a guy named Harold Rome. When I Grow Up, also known as the G-Man song. Harold did a lot of writing for plays and reviews and stuff back in the 50s and 60s. I never heard of him until today. Imagine that. And then we heard from the Miller sisters. That was called Woody, after you know who, Woody the Woodpecker. All right. So, of course, I have two more. Tuesday here is Valentine's Day. I sort of run out of love songs, but I do have a couple more. We're going to play them for you in just a second. I want to remind you that the FMU Marathon is coming up in a matter of a week or two. So start saving your nickels and dimes, break open your vacation jar, et cetera, because with the shitstorm that's coming out of Washington, two things. Number one, FMU is going to be more important for your well-being than ever. And number two, it is going to be in greater danger than ever. All right. So I'll put that in your head and smoke it. All right. I'll see you next week. Have a good one. Enjoy what's coming next.
Would you fall in love with me? Would you join my family tree? There's no use denying, I sure am trying to get you to marry me. Would you take me for your groom? Would you live in just one room? There's no use denying, I sure am trying to get you to marry me. So don't say maybe, don't put me off, baby. You know I'm in love with you. Don't say soon, make it this June. You know I'm in love with you. Would you fall in love with me? Would you join my family tree? There's no use denying, I sure am trying to get you to marry me. So don't say maybe, don't put me off, baby. You know I'm in love with you. Don't say soon, make it this June. You know I'm in love with you. Would you fall in love with me? Would you join my family tree? There's no use dying, I sure am trying to get you to marry me. Ooh, baby, ah. Ooh, baby, Would you fall in love with me? Would you join my family tree? There's no use denying, I sure am trying to get you to marry me.
Darling little coolness. We sat down in the parlor and began to hug and kiss. The moon shone through the window and the stars were hanging low. And when I went to kiss my gal, her pa stepped in the door. And he caught us doing it.
Hey, hey.
Caught us doing it.
Hey, hey, hey.
Caught us doing it.
Doing what?
He caught us making love.
Yeah, beat it out, boy. He caught you, huh?
Went out one night for walking in the park. My feelings seemed to tell me to kiss her in the dark. I put my arms around her, she pressed her lips to mine. My big policeman flashed the light and a chill run down my spine. And he caught us doing it.
Hey, hey.
Caught us doing it.
Hey, hey, hey.
Caught us doing it.
Doing what?
He caught us making love. They took me to the county jail and put me in a cell. They said, don't worry about the trial, the judge will treat you well. Next morning when I come to trial, the judge was feeling fine. He said, I'm gonna be light on you, I'm gonna give you 99. And now I'm doing it.
Hi, hi.
And now I'm doing it.
Hi, hi.